This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. This month, U.S. Airways merged with American Airlines. Then Warren Buffett bought Heinz, and some experts called it the return of the mega deal. But do those big deals make companies stronger? David Weinberg took a look.
John Steele Gordon is a business historian with deep ties to the financial world. Both his grandfathers held seats on the New York Stock Exchange. He says historically, big deals are dicey.
Business history is littered with the corpses of really bad mergers.
What are some of the successful mergers that you would point to?
I think, you know, maybe the successful ones are the ones you don't hear about subsequently.
George Anders wrote Merchants of Debt, a book about KKR, the private equity firm responsible for the RJR Nabisco merger.
I would say for every deal that's a success, you've probably got two that aren't.
If adjusted for inflation, the Nabisco deal is the biggest buyout in history, which Anders points out did not go so well.
So it's a bit of a cautionary tale that, you know, spend more money than anyone else, get more problems than anyone else.
Despite the 1 in 3 odds, most companies think their deal is that special one, the one that will succeed. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.